Proclamation number 3645 of 2nd of January, 1946. Constant longing for God. Love, happiness. All your thoughts should flow towards me in a constant longing for my nearness, for my love and my grace. Then you will have overcome earthly life, even though you still have to live it out until your hour has come. Then your soul will no longer belong to the world, it will have become one with the spirit within you and only push towards me. And only love can bring about this state. Anyone who is constantly active in love can no longer feel differently. His thoughts will be directed towards me in a love-desiring way, because the spirit in him directs his thoughts and constantly directs them towards the eternal kingdom. The working of love guarantees the intimate connection with me, and anyone who has once entered into it will no longer want to miss it. His longing is only for constant union with me. There is no more blissful feeling than that of love. Love draws towards each other and unites. Love always and constantly gives. It seeks to please and thereby finds its happiness. And since I love my living creations from the beginning and will never stop loving them, I also try to lead them to the highest happiness and constantly share with them out of strength and grace in order to make them worthy of this happiness. If the soul now loves me again, it also wants to give me itself, and therefore it pushes towards me and I draw it to me to make it blissfully happy in my presence, through my love, through light and strength. Whatever comes to me of its own accord I take hold of and make it capable of receiving light and strength already on earth, so that it can distribute again for its own happiness and for the redemption of that which has not yet found its way to me. Whatever applies to me of its own free will takes the path of light, and it can never ever become dark around it. For as soon as it unites with me through heartfelt remembrance, prayer and loving activity, it will also be permeated by my love, and my love is light and strength, knowledge and power. The knowing soul will also be able to let my strength flow into it and be able to work through my strength, for it works from me and with me. If my love has taken hold of a creature, the lack of strength will have fallen away from it. It will approach the original state again, which signifies full possession of light and strength, and thereby it will become blissfully happy, for it will be able to be active in love as it desires. And if a person already strives for this on earth, then the earthly world recedes. The desire for the spiritual world predominates because the soul feels that spiritual activity alone is true happiness, that it alone is only valuable and that it is also urgent because the hardship of the unredeemed spiritual requires it. And every person who feels this and offers himself to me for help is seized by my love. It flows through him. It makes him capable of suitable work for my kingdom and thus already gives him the happiness of redeeming activity on earth. And let this be your endeavor, you who want to ascend, that you constantly try to turn your thoughts towards me, that you first commend everything you start, also your earthly activity, to my blessing, that you always and everywhere mention me as your guide and advisor, that you start nothing without first having thought of me, and that you thus live in intimate union with me, always feeling me next to you, desiring me at all times and drawing me ever closer to you through loving activity until there is no longer any separation between you and me, until a firm bond has been formed which will remain unbreakable for all eternity. Amen.